Okay, here we go with the next parak in Tehillim. Tehillim parak Tezvav. This is a major thesis. This parak is, you want to be a good person, you want to have midos, this is what you need to do. Right? The Mitzudas David says, Ki'ilu mi yagur mizmar la David. It's a mizmar, but it's as if Hashem is asking Hashem, nu, tell me the midos. Tell me what you have to do to be an Eved Hashem. Mi yagur, ki'ilu shoel ata Hashem, mi hu ha-ra'ui ladur ba'ahalecha. Who is Ra'ui? What are the midos that you have to have to live in your tent? The Malbim. The Malbim in the beginning of this Mizmar. The Malbim says, Choshev hadvarim asher ya'aseh ha'osam ha'adam v'chai bohem. Lios min avdei Hashem ha'omdim mechatzrosav. Right? Who is it? Who is the one that is able to be in the Chatzos Hashem? Right? There's a minag in many circles to say this perek in at a levaya. Of reflecting the righteousness of the niftar. This is Mizmor LaDavid, and it goes through each of the midos, and we could talk about each of the phrases that is reflected here. Right, this mizmar is mentioned in the end of Maseches Makos. The end of Maseches Makos, if you remember, has the source for Taryag Mitzvahs. Right, the Gemara says on the second to last daf Chaf Gimel Amabez, Darash Rav Simloi, Sheish Meosu Shlosh Esrei Mitzvos Nemrulu LaMoshe. There were 613 mitzvahs that were said to Moshe. Shlosh Meos Veshishim VeChamish Lavin, 365 Losaseis, Kaminyan Mosachama, connected to the 365 days every day. Don't do me. Umatayim Arba Mushmona Asay, 248 Asays Kenegad Evarav Shel Adam. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Hamnuna. Mikra, what is the source? Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha. Torah, Moshe gave us Torah, Begematria, Shisma, Vachatzrei Havi, Torah is Gematria, 611, Anochi v'lo yilcha, Mipiak v'roshman, and we heard straight, Anochi v'lo yilcha, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes 613. But the Gemara continues and says, it was summarized, it was shortened, right? Nobody says that the following Gemara means that we didn't have to do more than less than 613 mitzvahs. Of course, the mitzvahs were still the mitzvahs, but we needed help in focusing. So the David HaMelech and even after him, others distilled all the mitzvahs into yesodos. Rashi here says, Shebetchilo hayu tzadikim hayu yichol makabal al mitzvahs harbe. Earlier generation that was tzadikim, they could just focus on all the mitzvahs. Avodoros achronim lo hayu tzadikim kol kach. The later generations were not. Vimbo lishmar kulan. If we try to focus on all of them, ein lecha adam shezocheh. Uba David behemida. David made them 11. 11. Kedei sheyizku imikaimu yudal mitzvahs alalu. Vechein kol shah doro shal mata. Holchin matin oso. So the generations get lower. But David HaMelech summarized all of the mitzvahs into 11 yesodos. And this is our parak. We'll see there are 11 phrases in this parak that talk about what a tzaddik has to do. And the Gemara there just quotes the phrases. After the 11, it gives examples to some of the phrases. The Gemara continues later on the daf and says, Yishayo Navi was still too hard, 11. So, Yishayo v'amidon al shesh. Yishayo made it into 6. And later on, it was still too much. Micha made it onto 3. Yishayo made it on 2, Shimur Mishpat V'Asu Tzedakah, and finally Amos was 1. Tzadik be'emunaso, yichya, that's Chabakuk. Chabakuk ve'amidon al achas. So again, this is the perek of the tzadikim and what they're supposed to be focused on. So let's read some of it. Mizmar l'David, Hashem, mi yagur ba'alecha. Again, it's as if David the Melech has Hashem knew, and David's going to answer the question. Who shall live in your tents, mi yishkon bahar kachecha? Who will dwell permanently in your har, in your mountain? Right? The Radak says that Ohel is Shamayim. Who could go up to Shamayim? And har kachecha is the Beis HaMikdash. Right? This is the opposite of the previous parak where we spoke about the Naval. The Naval is the one that's Naval Belibo Ein Elokim. So that's somebody who doesn't want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is somebody who wants to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Holech tamim ufol tzedek. First phrase, he goes bitzmimus ufol tzedek, and he does righteousness. The Malbim says, Bein Adam Lamakom, Bein Adam Lachavero. Holech tamim is Bein Adam Lamakom. Holech b'mitzvah shebein Adam Lamakom, shebo yishalech lefnei Hashem, tzorach shehi holech tamim, shegeder atzmimus, sheyaseh kol maisa l'shem Hashem belvad. That's your kavana, to do the Ratzon Hashem. B'li shum p'niya chitzonis, without any external motive. Uve mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiro, yipol tzedek. And mitzvah adam l'chaveiro, be righteous. Uve inyin ha'emuna, dover emes b'lvavo, and it continues. But that's the first phrase. Holech tamim, ufol tzedek, v'dover emes b'lvavo. Dover emes b'lvavo. What does that mean? Speaking truthful in one's heart. A lot of people could speak on the outside, but lie inside. Right, Dover Emes Bavavo means on the inside too. The Gemara there, Makas Daf Chav Dalet, last Amud Aleph, Holech Tamim Ze Avraham, Tachsiv Hisalech Lafanai Ve Yetamim. Avraham Avinu is the Tamim, right? He's going to be Tamim in Bris Mila, but that's that. Poel Tzedek is, who's the Poel Tzedek? Abba Chilkia. The Gemara talks about Abba Chilkia. Hashem visited him, and he was the doctor that acted very properly. Dover Emes Bilvavo Kagon Rav Safra. Like Rav Safra, what Rav Safra? So Rashi here quotes from the She'iltos. The She'iltos, one of the Gaonim. Rashi quotes a whole story from the She'iltos. So it's famous from the Rashi. But really, it's the She'iltos in Parshas Vayechi. Rav Achoy Gaon writes in the She'iltos, right? The She'iltos is kind of like a Sefer HaMitzvahs, but it's Ma'amarim on every Parsha. So in Parshas Vayechi, 36, Shilta 36, Lamed Vav. We have to be honest. Shilta the Machayvin de Beis Yisrael, Lemishkal ulemitra behemnuse. We have to deal honestly in our business. Ve'iluman to Amr lechavri, Mizavran alech, hi midi. If you tell somebody you're going to sell him something, lo boy le lemeder, but you should not retract. Ve'avagav di boy lemeder, matzi other. And even if you can retract, because you didn't make a kinyin at all, di bur ba'almu was just words, You shouldn't go back on your word. Stick to your words. Like Rav Safra. So what's Rav Safra? This is what Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes the story that Rav Safra was in the middle of davening. He had a chayfetz that he wanted to sell. Somebody came to buy it while he was saying kriyashma. Give it to me, I'll pay you this much. And he didn't answer him because he was saying kriyashma. So he thought he was just playing a hard bargain. And he doesn't want to give it to him. He keeps upping the amount. And after you finish, Amalo, Rav Safra says, sure, I'll sell it to you for the original amount you offered. Tala chayfetz bedamim sha'amarta barishona shebosim damim ha'yadaiti litnam l'cha. I would have given it to you. Right? Nobody knew. Nobody would have known. Why couldn't he just take the money? So still, that is the Dover Emes Bovavo. It's interesting. The Mordechai in Kiddushin quotes this. What does it quote this? What's it doing in Maseches Kiddushin? The Mordechai in Kiddushin, in the first parak, says, Amirasul Gavoa, Ketzan Amirasul Gavoa, Kizirasul Lehedyo. How, the principle of saying something going to the base of Migdash. Hareze, that's Ki'ilu, Kizirasul Lehedyo. Right, a big sugya, how that works, to be mocked as something to the base of Migdash, all you need are words. Ha'omer, Shorze Ola, Bayeze, Hektish Kana. Vahu Adinami, B'machshava, below Amira. The Mordechai says, even B'machshava. You don't even need to say it to be makdash, even just to think it. Kidachsev, the special limud from Masechah Shavuos, call Nediv Lev Olos. Even Nediv Lev. You have makshava, that's Olos, you can still give it to the base of Mikdash. And then the Mordechai adds, Vidichvasa Garcinan Bimakas Davchav Dalid, Kagon Rav Safra. That's all. Just like Rav Safra had it in his head. Vahainu mal yusa da'af lehedyo mekayem machshavaso. Rav Safra was on such a level that not only, even though by hektish it's meikar adin, machshava, right, but Rav Safra did that even for hedyot. That's a big discussion whether, you know, that Mordechai is a raya. Do we paskin that way? That just thinking about a karban is already, it sounds like it's meikar adin. The Rambam mentions it. Ela im gomer belibo ein tzarach lahotzi b'sfasav klum by neder menedavas. Ela im gomer belibo lahotzi b'sfasav klum chayev. Gomer belibo shezu ola o sheyavi ola hariz a chayev lahavi. You have a chiyev to be mevi, but it's not a. You have a chiyev to fulfill your neder, but it's not hektish yet. That's clear from the Rambam. For the chalos hektish, you have to say it. Thinking you might have to fulfill your obligation. That's as if you were mekabel neder. But the Mordechai seems to say that even thinking it, because he quotes that Rav Safra, as a comparable case, that Rav Safra did even behedyot. So that's an amazing, discussion of the Mordechai, and the Achronim get into it also. So what do we have so far? We have Holech Tamim, right? Tzmimus. There's a lot more about Tzmimus, about Tamim Tiyah Mashem Alokecha, the Ramban on that pasuk of Tamim Tiyah. Don't try to figure out the future based on, other, other strategies, just go with Hashem. Poel tzedek, again, righteous worker, v'dover emes bilvavo, and speak truth in one's heart. Lo ragal al lashono. What does that mean? Proper speech. Lo ragal, lashon hara, as is spoken about here in the mafarshim, right? What the Rashi says, kamo vayiragel ba'avdecha. Mizmer zolodia midas chasidus. Rashi says that you should be truthful and not use your lashon in a negative way. Lo ragal al lashono, right? There's even one of the Sheis Achiris we know. Zachar, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Rav Soloveitchik was bothered. He said, yeah, lashon hara is very important. The Rambam has a whole tumas saras, one of the averis that leads to tzaras, but that's one of the Sheis Achiris, along with the Har Sinai and the Egel and Mitzrayim and Amalek, tzaras. So Rav Soloveitchik liked the pshat of Rav Kook. Rav Kook in his Siddur in Olas Ria quotes at the end of Shachris when he talks about the Sheis Achiros. So he says, Zachar Sharasaras Hashem Lekech LeMiriam. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Nira says Rav Kook. Shebechlal ze gamkein liz kartamid she'ein kol neviim domin lamalas Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. Remember what happened to Miriam. That's not just about lashon hara, right? This is about what our pasuk is about, but it's also about the yisod that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is different than all other neviim, right? That was the chait. That was the problem with Aaron and Miriam. Did it recognize the difference? Shari Miriam dimsa ma'alasa l'malas kol neviim. V'nan shal dibur ha'hishtavus l'malas Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. V'davar zet zarach zechira. That requires zechira. V'day shihu choma b'tzure el Torah Hashem nizchiyusa. That's a protection for the eternity of our Torah. Kivan shashem yisbarah gazar omer she'ein shum navi doma lo ma'alaso. There's no other navi like him. V'im kein yefsha shiyah navi ha'mevatel. Chas v'shalom is devar echem idvarev. If there's no navi that was ever like him or will be, then there's never undermining of the Torah. V'yav b'shekfar nemer shal kam od navi, v'kam makam nosef kan, chiyav zechira temidis. A zechira temidis. But again, the pashup shot is that lo raga lo shono, in terms of one's lashon hara, as we know, the Rambam discusses this at length in Hilchas Tumas Saras, how one has to properly use their power of speech. The Rambam also in Pirkei Avos, we mentioned that often, the five categories of speech that the Rambam writes in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. But the Rambam talks about at the end of Tumas Saras, also in Hilchas Deos, but the Rambam there says, Hishomer, Hisbonenu Mashi'ira, think about what happened to Miriam. And it wasn't even negative. So lo ragal al lashono. But somebody who watches their mouth properly, that's a one-way ticket to miyogur ba'alecha miyishkom b'har kodshecha. There is a drush that is quoted here in the Yalkut Gershuni. The Yalkut Gershuni, the Kamotzi Shalal Rav here, again, the Likud quotes from the Noam Megadim. So he says, many people, we daven, halavai, we should daven properly with kavana, but often we just daven by rote. Daven by rote, there's even a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi knows that even in the days of the Amoraim, one of the Amoraim said, Baruch Hashem for my knees, that my knees bend when they're supposed to bend. I mean, my mind is wandering, and I have no idea where I am, and when modem comes, you know, I go down. So it's not an old, it's not a new problem of the Kavana. So here he quotes, many people daven, but it's just, it's by rote. Right? We have to try to do our best to be able to be excited and focused on our davening, right? Read the pasuk now. Lover emes bilvavo, connect to the previous pasuk. He speaks emes in his heart even when he davens. Lo ragal, there's no hergal al lashono. He's not hergal. It's not just by a custom and by rote. Not a hergal. Lo ragal al lashono. Somebody who davens properly, that's somebody who belongs in this parak. Lo asa lere'ehu ra'a. He didn't do ra'a to his neighbor. Lere'ehu. Says the Radak, this includes all mitzvos lo sase, or ben adam machavero. Kol mitzvos lo sase ben adam machavero. All mitzvos lo sase ben adam machavero. That is what the Radak says is included here. Remember the Rambam includes all ben adam machavero in the Vavta Recha Kamocha. Right, that's in the mitzvah. But this is just a reference of David HaMelech. All of them are included in here. But the Rambam says, if you remember, in the beginning of Hilchas, the 14th parak of Hilchas Avel, the Rambam says that even though there are mitzvahs derabanan, there are many personal mitzvahs derabanan. Mitzvahs hazei shel devrehem. Levaker cholim, menachem aveilim, lohotzi ameis lachnes akala, ulalavas archim. Even though they're all rabbinic obligations, midrabanan, they're included in v'avtarecha gamocha. Kol advarim sh'ata rotze shi'asu osam l'cha achirim, things that you want other people to do to you, asei otan ata l'achicha b'torah v'mitzvahs. You should do to your friend. So la'os l'reo ra, says the Radak, that's all inclusive of all the mitzvahs los asei, bein adam l'chaver. So you might say even in the asei, don't do bad, meaning don't not visit him, go visit him. Don't not mevaker chola. V'cherpa l'nase al krovo. And cherpa, he did not heap any cherpa on his friend. Meaning he didn't shame him. This is such a high level. Maybe in his, even in his heart. He didn't look down on people. Did not look down on people. Cherpa l'nasa al krovo. He never did that. Nivze be'enav nim'as. What does this mean? So machlokes in the Rishonim here. Rashi says this means somebody who was nivze, somebody who was lowly, he didn't flatter. He didn't violate Chanufa, but ain't of Nimas, in his eyes also. He said he was disgusting. What's the example? Rashi quotes, Chizkio Amelech, as Chazal say. Chizkio, took his father's bones, Menashe, and rolled them and was punished them in order to bring Kapara. So Chizkio Girer Atzmos Aviv Bibi Zion. Right, he was Megarer Atzmos Aviv, and that way that was part of how he was able to get a kapara. So nivze be'en of nimas. So Rashi says talking about somebody else. Nivze, if somebody's nivze, it was nivze in his eyes. That's a good thing. There's Yirei Hashem yichabed. And that fits with the next line of Yirei Hashem he gave kavod to. Right? Nivze, if somebody is lowly, he didn't give kavod to. He's a be'en of nimas. He kept him lowly in his eyes. There's Yirei Hashem yichabed. The Radak says it's not talking about anybody else. The Radak says that it's talking about the person himself. Okay, just before the Radak, I think I misspoke before. Achaz was his father. Menashe was his son. Chizkiyah, that's the whole story on the deathbed. But Achaz was his father. He was Gorer Atzmos. That's really Gemara Sanhedrin Rashi is quoting. Rashi is quoting the top line of Mem Zayinim and Aleph. Nivza Beinav Nim'az, Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, Shegirer Atzmos Aviv, Shel Almita, Shel Chavalam. But the Radaxer is talking about the person himself. Nivza Beinav Nivza. He looks at himself as lowly, even though he's, fulfilling all of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. But Nivza Beinav Nim'az, says the Radak, V'siper mi midosa v'atovos od, ki afal pi shehu tamim, upol tzedek v'dover emes, he does all these things, eno mizga'e b'zeh, he doesn't raise himself up, ela nivzehu be'inav nimas, he's lowly in his own eyes, v'choshe bil vavo ki lo yase achas mine elef, I haven't done one in a thousand, v'mashiyish alav chova la'asos l'kavad abore, haven't done one in a thousand of my work, so it's a reflection of anava. It's been a while. We haven't quoted that the end of, remember that last line, the Mishnah at the end of Sota says, Mishameis Revi Batla Nava. It's going through all the Tanoim and all the Midos that left with them. Mishameis Revi Batla Nava. When Revi died, there was no more Anava. So Rav Yosef in the Gemara there says, Lotisni Anava, Diika Ana. Don't say Anava. I'm here. I'm still here. So Anava is still here. And all the Mepharshim say, what? Ana? So the Gemara says, oh, maybe there's a Tana named Ana. But some of Farshim explain, no, Rav Yosef is talking here. Rav Yosef, we know numerous times in Shas, is quoted, he lost his memory. He became sick, and his Talmidim had to remind him, Rebbe, you taught this to us. So Rav Yosef says, you want to know Anava? Look at my life. Look at my life. Dika Ana. I'm here. And we see how much is not in our control. We see how much is Tali Bedas Acherim. That's how you get Anava. So Anava didn't die with Rebbe. There's still a very easy way to get Anava. So that's Nivza Beinam Nimas, one of the Pshatim, that is Rashi and the Radak. There's Yirei Hashem Yichabed. Nishpa Lahara Velo Yamir. He swears to the negative, Velo Yamir, and he doesn't change. He doesn't retract. What does that mean? So again, the Radak here says it means somebody who swears to be mema'id from Gashmias. He doesn't want to get too much involved. Doesn't want to get. So he said, Lahara Lugufo Bitsom Upi Parid Minata Anugim. Right, separately. Right. Continuing the idea of keeping one's word. The Rambam quotes this, the last halach in Hilchos Shavuos. The Rambam, the last halach in Shavuos, talks about, we know, all the laws of Shavuos, and one can be shoel on a Shavua, if one needs to. One can be shoel on a Shavua. But the Rambam says in the last halacha, afal pisha mutter lihi shoel ala Shavua kamo shebiarnu, even though there is a halacha about being shoel and undoing for whatever reason, the ein bazet dofi, umisha libo nokfo badavarzeh, and if you don't believe in being shoel on a Shavua, which is Torah Shebal Peh, einu ala Shem it's minus, It's heretical to think that this can't be done. It can be done, but still, it's better not to do it. Right, don't use it. You have to believe that it would work, but don't use it. Vein is kakin laheter ela mebnei dvar mitzvah. Only use it for a dvar mitzvah or mebnei tzorah gadol. V'tova gadola hi la'adam, shlo yishav aklal. Better not to swear at all. Better not to swear at all. Right? And that vim avar v'nishba she yitzta'er v'yamo b'shvaso. And if you did, okay. Try to hold it in and do it. Right? Because that's what you shouldn't take the shvua. And if you did, you shouldn't be going back on your shvua. That's nishba v'lo hamir v'lo yamer. Viter, kaspa lo nasa menashach. Not to give one's money, with interest. Right? It's noted that interest is a different type of avera than all the other monetary averas. All the other ones are real, so to speak, stealing, right? Geneva, gizela, even by the case of osachmo, where you force somebody to sell it to you, and they're not paying one's worker, all of those. What about ribis? Ribis, neshech, interest. Interest makes interest. Interest isn't illegal like all the other. That's not called stealing, right? Just like you rent your house and you rent your car and you rent your money. But it's not allowed, right? And the Mefarshim explain, you look in the Ritva, the beginning of Ezeo Neshach, talks about how Ribbis is different. Even though it's given willingly, but the Torah has a higher standard for this. And the Rishonim discuss why money is different. You don't get it back by N, there's no depreciation. Okay. He didn't take any bribes. Somebody who does all of these activities will never falter. And reminds me, the Ose Eila, remember what the Rav Hirsch said in the previous parak. Rav Hirsch said the difference between Ose Eila and Ose. Ose means a person does it, but it's not his essence. Ose means the actions have affected who he is. So there, some generations will have Ein Ose Tov. There's no Ose Tov. But here, Ose Eila, somebody who does it, using that Rav Hirsch word from the last parak. If you Ose Eila, lo yimo la olam, one will never falter. Okay, this takes us through to Tehillim Perak Tesvav.